I'm Paul Chesser, Director of the Corporate Integrity Project for National Legal and Policy Center. In discussions with various corporations, we find that they all hate to disclose the details of their charitable activities. Colgate-Palmolive is another such example of this. In June 2020, during the nationwide riots following the death of George Floyd, company chairman and CEO Noel Wallace told employees, quote, "Colgate people treat one another with respect and dignity," end quote. And that they're not like, quote unquote, the world outside of Colgate, which he said was very different. The elitist sounding implication of this is that this global corporation of tens of thousands of employees is immune to the societal ills outside the company walls. Now, I'm sure Mr. Wallace is an otherwise nice fellow and had the best of intentions, but you have the power of, when you have the power of both chairman and CEO, sometimes you get too isolated from the real world. You start to think you're better than everyone else and that your kingdom can't be infected by the great unwashed. And it can cloud your judgment when it comes to things like which charities you support. At the time of Mr. Wallace's statement, Colgate also announced an accelerated effort to become a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive company. Why such an acceleration was needed when things were so hunky-dory with the so-called Colgate people, I'm not sure. Nonetheless, Mr. Wallace pledged $4 million of Colgate's resources to support programs for, among other categories, blacks, Latinxes, and LGBTQ pluses. And according to the company's website, some of that $4 million went to buy off race hustler Al Sharpton. Somehow that detail was buried in Colgate's vague sustainability report, where the company tells shareholders what they are allowed to know about its charitable donations. Clearly, this detail would be of interest to many of the company shareholders, but the company didn't want you to see it. So we're left to wonder, how much does Colgate actually give to Al Sharpton? $100? $1,000? $1 million? It's left to the imagination. Nonetheless, we call upon Colgate to defund the divisive race-baiting Reverend Al, regardless of the amount. Another initiative Colgate promotes is its silly pursuit of so-called net zero goals, to reduce carbon dioxide in its operations by 2040 and 100% renewable electricity for its operations by 2030. This is just fraudulent and scientifically impossible. The only way companies pretend to do this is by buying emissions indulgences that they claim offset the fossil fuels they burn. It's a scam. Colgate is certainly also involved charitably with those kinds of efforts, but they won't tell us to what degree and with whom with any specificity. So it's time for Colgate to abandon wokeism and to be more transparent about its charity. Please vote for resolution number 5 on the proxy statement. Thank you.